You know,
it's delicious. I wanted to make hot dogs and drink the water.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
God bless.
When did you get Rocky?
Rocky? Oh, my little guy? That guy? I've had him for probably 15, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Do you like that? It's just been sitting in the garage forever in a box. It's actually a collectible, Molly.
It looks like it. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty substantial. What is it, like 2 feet tall?
It's about a foot and a half feet. Yeah, it's about a foot and a half feet. It's interactive boxes. It's a box, you know, boxes and stuff.
Does he win when you box him?
No, I win when I box Rocky.
Like, I totally school Rocky.
I love Rocky. Rocky's my, he's like my idol, as weird as that sounds. I've watched it. I have all of his, the videotapes, the VHSs. Mm-hmm. I have Rocky everything, posters, you name it. And mainly because in the beginning of, I don't know if it was the beginning of my career, but I just kind of based my life around it because it's the guy, he never wins. And he has to come up from the bottom to win, and he wins, and he wins. And I'm always like, I'm like Rocky. I'm going to use that as inspiration when I started my career. And everyone said that I wouldn't last 6 months. 30 years later.
Like, take that, naysayers. They're like, well, we didn't mean for you to quite hang on this long.
Come on, put them up. Put your dukes up. So, yeah, that's why. And I saw it in the garage yesterday. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put that in the studio. I think it's due. It's finally space.
Yeah, no, it's a perfect. It fits perfectly. Mm. And it's quite the. I love that it's like looking at me.
I wanted it to be looking at you.
Okay, well, it is. is this like your form of intimidation? Like, I wanted it to be looking at you, staring you down.
I have your cat in the background staring at me.
Fine piece of art.
I like that art. I love that, actually.
I need to add more.
Yeah, you do. I would agree with you. Yes. You should add more stuff for my entertainment, though. And for people watching. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously like it's not for me. I mean, I'm not facing it. It's behind me.
Yeah.
But I would like to hang some more things. I need to have my girlfriend over who is an artist. And okay. She can help me kind of place stuff.
Like weird stuff. Like furs, like a cat, not a cat fur. That's awful. You know what I mean? Well, like maybe a stuffed cat.
Oh, God, that'd be terrifying.
No, it wouldn't be awesome.
Behind me, I have a raccoon playing the fiddle.
Okay.
Which is like one of my favorites, and that I need to get hung. And then I have some driftwood artwork that I've been working on that I want to get mounted.
Driftwood artwork.
I know, right? Huh? As Peter would call it, beach garbage. Oh, you brought home more garbage beach.
Just think of it as you're cleaning. You're doing Mother Nature a favor and you're cleaning the environment by clearing out all the beach garbage.
It doesn't need to be rehomed to us. It can be rehomed to a garbage can.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. But yeah. All right. So yeah, get some stuff going. Today we're going to have a guest on, Josh Hannum. We'll have him on in a few minutes though. He's the Business Improvement District Chair for Saddle Creek, Omaha. And of course, everyone's heard about that big news, how they're going to revitalize the Saddle Creek area. So we're going to chat with him a little bit and introduce ourselves to him. I've never met Josh before, but I'm looking forward to meeting him. Yeah. And also, we got another version of Celebrity News that Molly has, and we'll get to that as well. But if you want to reach out to us, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Okay, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can leave us a message at 402-915- 0962. I want to give Derek some love. He sent us a daily grind. I like that. The daily grind. He sent us a video. And Gracie, can you play that V1 daily grind for us, please?
Let's see it.
I love these things.
Oh, no.
Hello and welcome to today. people always ask me, hey, how do I get through the daily grind of life? Well, I'd like to point out that when you think of it as a daily grind, you think that life is beating on you and grinding you down. Mm-hmm. But what you should do is instead is have a grind daily, where you take control of what's grinding, who's doing the grinding, and what you're grinding. So instead of being grinded on, you start grinding on other stuff. But but also make sure you have consent, depending on what it is or who you're grinding.
Consent's always good.
Okay. Have a super freaking awesome day grinding and stuff. Okay, bye.
I'm sure that's Josh Hanneman's like, what am I getting on?
I know exactly. He's like, is it too late to cancel the interview? You're like, nope, welcome to the grind.
Oh, my God. If you guys find videos fun like that, we will play them. If, you know, we will. Yes. Just send them on over to us. You can reach out to me on the Facebook page, Big Party Show, or BPS Crasher. That's how Derek got through it to us. There's so many out there that are just so classic.
Oh.
You know, the daily grind. What the hell is that?
I came across another exist. One of those.
Yeah.
I came across another one of those where it's the motivational Monday that I like, where it's like, listen here, you hot tater tots. Yes. I love that guy. Like, he could say whatever. And I am just all in, like, however amped up he is. And then he just comes up. He's like, your day's going to be like a spicy burrito. You're like, okay, I don't know what that means, but I love burritos and I love your inflection. So I guess, make my day a spicy burrito.
Well, you know, it's graduation season, right?
Yes.
You sent me a hot dog hack that I want Gracie to play. Mm-hmm. So people watch this. It's YouTube heard at one, YouTube one channel. Go ahead with Gracie, hit that hot dog hack for me.
Here's how I set up my hot dog fountain for a summer party. First, I boil a batch of hot dogs. I always make sure there's plenty for everyone. Then I pour the hot dog water into the fountain and stack the cooked hot dogs on the different tiers. My guests can sip on the savory hot dog water or grab a dog straight from the fountain, whatever they're into. It's always an unforgettable experience for everyone and so fun.
I'll bet it is.
She's drinking a glass of the hot dog water. I showed that to Peter because my husband loves hot dogs. You two went on that hot dog.
Yeah, we went on a hot dog tour last time I was in Chicago with you guys. Yeah.
So I showed him that. And even he was just absolutely rendered speechless. He was like, that is not, he's like, that's not real, is it? I was like, it could be.
It could be. And I'm with him. And I saw it, right? And when you sent that to me, and when she put, it's a fountain, like a champagne fountain.
Yes.
Where it comes over, you know, it goes down. You guys all know what that is. But she puts her cup in there and gets the hot dog water
and drinks it. On it.
Oh, my God. And I'm going to ask you, I know you do not like hot dog water or hot dogs.
I don't like hot dogs.
Have you ever drank hot dog water? Gracie, I'm going to ask you the same thing. No, Gracie hasn't. Have you?
I'm probably. Yeah. As a kid, you know,
it's delicious. It's
very salty.
I wanted to make hot dogs and drink the water. It has to be a kid thing. You need to ask your husband, Peter. It wouldn't be. No, it's salty. It's just a faint. It's a faint taste of hot dogs. It's not that salty, but it has a faint taste of salt of hot dogs.
Throw up.
No.
I'm sure. Well. I don't know. This is the thing, is that there are very, my husband has really very strict rules about hot dogs. He's a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
So for him, there's like no ketchup on hot dogs. Hot dogs come steamed or charred. So I don't know if he would ever boil them in water. Like,
no, I don't either. I don't either.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a single guy thing. Them. Yeah. That's a single, not single guy thing. That seems like a, like the ramen world. You know, when you're younger, it's 25 cents and that's, I don't know.
It's just, it's so terrifying. I don't know what you would do if you threw up. If you showed up at a party and they were like, right this way, like we're having hot dogs. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, I'm like, oh, it's like, guess it's a barbecue. And then you show up and you're like, is that used to be repurposed chocolate fountain?
I love the idea.
Like,
remember, I have a hot dog machine that cooks 38 hot dogs. Yes. It's bigger than most at Quick Trip. Okay. Uh-huh. And I loaded that thing up for this past weekend for Mother's Day, right? Because we had family over. And oh my God. And I smoked chicken legs. Guess what I ran out of?
hot dogs.
Hot dogs. And they wanted more. And I said,
they're like, there aren't any more. Eat the chicken.
Believe me.
Wileen, push the chicken.
I was pushing the chicken.
Everyone's like, no, I'm good, but I take another hot dog. You're like, well, there isn't any more.
I did say
you guys
that.
Are such fatties.
I didn't
you
say that.
You all the hot dogs.
Colin the Otis goes, can you make some more hot dogs? I'm like, no, you missed them. You missed out. You didn't get here in time. Granny D had to work, but you know, we should have got here earlier.
Oh, you are mean.
And then Carly was like, I feel bad, right? And then Colin's now all into the chicken legs. And then Carly, the niece, loves hot dogs and gets out. This is how she eats her hot dogs. She needs to be so burnt that it's almost like charcoal in the middle. Can you believe that? Yeah. So I did that.
Like
I cooked
charred.
It. Oh, it was charred, man. Unbelievable. And so I asked her if she wanted ketchup, and she said yes. And I said, I'm not your pool boy. Go get it yourself.
What a fun host you are. Just a delight. Just, I mean, you really extend yourself. The more you tell me these stories about how you entertain at your house,
yeah.
I don't understand why you're not doing it every night.
Believe
get it yourself.
Me.
Yes. Bring it yourself. I don't clean up after you.
Yes.
We're all out too bad. You should have gotten here earlier. Such a kind.
I'm a great host. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Everything's always clean. Molly, you and I were talking earlier,
I felt like
I was crazy. I think I'm crazy. You know,
well, we know that you're crazy. I love the fact that you're saying it's always clean. You're like, okay.
I clean all the time. I don't get it.
Yeah, you're hosting. I would hope that you have a clean house.
No, it's
come
not,
on over.
It's
as
no,
is.
No, it's not the. It's not that. It's I clean up after people. By the time everyone's gone, I hate cleaning. Like you like to wait to the next day mm-hmm. when you have a party. I like to get it done immediately so I don't have to do nothing the next day. So that's me.
Well, I mean,
how do you plan part?
We host like Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
We host Christmas.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is fancy stuff, right? It's hand washing.
Don't insult me. My hot dog machine is very fancy.
Yes, you've got to hand wash that. Things that you have to hand wash can wait till the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm talking about paper plates and stuff like that. I just pick everything up if there's paper plates. And stuff.
We'll just have trash cans.
I do,
them,
but for
can
some,
do it themselves.
They must be disguised as chairs because not everyone knew. I mean, come on. I'm not going to bitch about this
too
right
late.
Now because they're listening. I'm sorry. I'm going to start charging a membership.
Better
I'm telling you.
Through shame. I'd like to tell you one of my favorite hosting tips. I like to shame my guests. If they don't come and follow the rules,
right.
I'm going to talk about it on my podcast
yes.
later.
Oh,
you may
God.
Think that you were a good guest, but you're going to find
no,
out
quit
within
it.
A day or two just how sucky you are.
All right. We got to get to Josh. All right. Can you bring him in, Josh Hannum? is he there? I'm sorry.
I hope Josh is a better host over there at Saddle Creek. It sounds like you're going to be millions of dollars. I hope you're not shaming your guests.
Yeah, I think that it's not that hard to be much better of a host than a big party. Right?
Yeah.
I believe in you, Josh.
Hey,
I know
gotta,
you can do it.
I got to ask Josh here. Josh, do you drink hot dog water?
No. Like,
okay.
No. My daughter's really been into hot dogs a lot lately,
okay.
And I was thinking, like, I don't think she would drink the hot dog water either. So.
It's good.
You're raising her right.
Yeah.
Way to go, Josh. Parenting tip number one.
God.
Don't let them drink hot dog water.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, thanks for jumping on, man. I appreciate it. You're the Business Improvement District Chair for Saddle Creek, Omaha, and you're Josh Hannum, right? I'm saying that correct?
Yep. That's right.
All right,
yeah,
Josh, what do you do in that position?
So we developed a board to kind of help manage what happens throughout the entire district, right? So it's similar if you're from Omaha, you've seen it in Benson and Dundee and Blackstone, to have a cohesive district for businesses to thrive and improve, you know, the walkability and the ability to do business. So
okay.
That's what we do.
Okay, very cool. And then I was very excited when that came out that you guys are going to be spending $5 million to revitalize that area. I'm from that area. I'm actually up the road a little bit. I've lived I lived near that area as well. Always walked down to the Homie Inn, Sergeant Pfeffer's as well. This is North Saddle Creek. And I even worked at a gas station. I was there when I first got here back from Germany. This is great news. What can you do for $5 million? It seems like it would be more, right?
Well, no, there's a lot, actually. So the city's helping. That's not part of that whole $5 million budget.
Okay.
But the $5 million is new lighting, all new sidewalks, new landscaping for about a 4-block stretch, right? So
okay.
Going from 48th and Hamilton all the way up to the Peanut, which – you don't know what the Peanut is. That's the funky roundabout that we have here. It's like
I was gonna say, is it that roundabout that you go into? I always feel like I'm in England or Europe.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, here we go,
Molly. I think that was the first one in the city.
Yeah,
that Peanut thing. Yeah,
it's pretty early on. Yeah. Too. It's not a perfect circle because there's that one in Elmwood. There's another one in Elmwood that you go through.
Yeah.
You got to yield and whatever. But that one's like a true circle. This one is, like you said, a peanut.
It's a peanut shape.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So it's going to go all the way up the road. That's fantastic. I saw some interviews from people saying, it'll make it safer. I mean, I didn't know how unsafe it was. I think they were misspeaking a little bit, but they made it sound like there was crime. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, I mean, there is some crime, right? There's always going to be some of that, but the way it's going to make it safer is it's going to be easier to walk, easier to bike. It's going to be very well lit throughout the night, right? So people are going to feel more comfortable. So when you are stumbling home from the homie. Inn and,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I have never overindulged in champagne on tap. Always a good idea and always ends the night well.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's gonna be what it's about, right? So it's definitely improving the district, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, great. I'm happy about it. I was ecstatic when I saw that because it's about time. And like I said before, I don't think that thing has changed. That area has grown since as long as I can remember, and I'm only 25. No, I'm kidding. For a long time,
right? I mean, I've literally driven past this road every day, almost every day of my work life for the last, almost 30 years now. So I'm excited about what's happening here. So,
and you guys already started doing stuff, right?
Yeah, we broke ground right away. So what you heard about and seen on the news was our groundbreaking ceremony. We've actually been working on this for like 18 months. So we've had several press releases and different things, but it's not real until it's real, right? So
When do you expect to wrap up?
We're hoping by November 1st.
So, excellent.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Time for the holidays.
Yep, perfect time for the holidays. And then I have a development project that's happening right on Northwest Radial and North Saddle Creek. So we're hoping to go right into that development project. So that would be a private development instead of the city one.
Do you think I love it when Omaha does the Christmas holiday lights, on all these different district areas. Will that be something that would happen? I think it looks cool when it's like that.
Yeah, we plan on doing that. So we've got all of our new light poles kind of set up to receive Christmas lights and wreaths. And, we would like to do, our district wants to do at least two or three of them a year, not just wasted just for Christmas, which Christmas is great, but we'd love to do something for Valentine's Day and maybe St. Patty's Day or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's great because I've always said that, whenever I was at Exarban or anything like that, I'd always say, I wish these lights didn't shut off. You know what I mean? Because it just looks nice. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just gets me in the spirit, so.
Exactly. We want to have it set up to where we can change, where we're changing it out. And it's always going to be, we're going to be doing something with it constantly.
Okay. Maybe the Homie Inn can put hot dog water on tap.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk to
them
about it.
It's another smart way to end the night. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Joshua. It's so cool to see what you guys are doing. And I love the fact that this is happening. What a great area.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you letting me talk about it for a few minutes. It's been, it's been a great ride.
Just reach out if you ever need any mic time or anything like that. We're here for you, okay? Absolutely. Sure. Anytime we can do that. It's not a problem. Thanks for tuning in, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. See you, Josh. Take care. All right. That's going to be going down. That's pretty sweet. I'm happy about that. It's going to be nice, And over. I do have another video. We do have the best news of the day. We have the celebrity.
Yes.
But I do have another video that, again... Molly sends me these videos. I don't get these videos. So I'm curious about this one as well. This is V3. It's a kitchen hack.
Today I'm making dinner for my family in the dishwasher. This is such a great hack that barely anyone talks about. I just steal everything into jars with water, and then while the dishes run, dinner slow cooks for 3 hours. It's super easy and saves so much in energy compared to the stove.
It's so sick.
People do that. You have to do that, right?
No.
Why not? Why would that be unsanitary?
No one does that. No one does that. I think that's the same lady as hot dog water.
It is the same lady. You're following her very strongly.
Apparently. She's got all sorts of dinner hacks, which I can render my family dead.
That chicken looked terrible, by the way.
I mean, that chicken wasn't done as we sit in the emergency room. What? I should have put it on the clean cycle longer in the microwave. I mean, in the dishwasher. I am so sorry.
All right, best news of the day. Just... So, what's that?
All right.
Okay. Well, I have this. All right. So, congratulations, real quick, locally, UNO Mavericks and also the Nebraska Cornhusker team. The women's softball, they made it to the Division I tournament. So, that's pretty awesome. As for the schedule, it kicks off the 6th. What's today? The 15th? All right. It kicks off the 16th. Game one is going to be Omaha versus California. It's 2:30 on ESPN Plus. And then UConn and Nebraska, ESPN Plus. Also, it's going to be 2 p.m. So that's pretty sweet. Women's sports in this city, in this state, is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I don't say it's crazy like it shouldn't belong like that. I just think it's great. My niece is a flag football player, right? And she cool. She made some team. I sound so stupid. Club team. She made a club team.
So,
Scarlett. So she's a quarterback and she's very, very good. And I don't know if you've noticed, but flag football, there's professional flag football women's leagues out there now, and it's taking off. And I'm so excited for her because she's that good of a quarterback. I think her last game, she threw 7 touchdowns and ran for like 3. Yeah, I was watching her throw.
The scores on flag football, they're like, it is in triple digits. Like, that's different.
Yeah, so yeah, congratulations to the ladies. Also, it's national, it's not national, but it's Amazon Pet Day. It ends today. So if you want to save some money on pet stuff, I guess Amazon has found another way to make money.
They're like
off
excellent.
Us suckers. Yeah, pets.
I know. They're like fur parents are so gullible.
They got all kinds of crap. And I don't want to say crap. Sure. They got pet supplies, food, toys, all that stuff. So if you want to save some bucks, it ends at midnight. Get this, Molly. Americans spent last year. Can you guess how much money they spent on their pets?
Billions.
Yes.
It's got to be.
$150.6 billion.
Unbelievable. Like, where's all of this disposable income coming from?
I don't know. So pet owners spend around $4,800 a year. And that includes the food, toys, clothes, treats.
Clothes. So expensive to clothe your pets these days. With all these tariffs, who can afford clothing their pets?
Yeah,
I've really had to cut back on sweaters for Murray on account of the fact that they come from overseas because no one in America would make them.
Dogs are more expensive. People spend more money on dogs. I don't know if it's because of vet stuff or whatever the case is.
No, that's where the clothes come in. You know how many cats do you see? Cats are so.
Gracie, Super Gracie producer. Gracie, do you dress your cat? You can just say yes or no. Yes, she does. So there you go.
Of course she does.
Of course she does. See how she's like, no,
he's like basically a dog. No, because he's basically a dog. He also walks on a leash. All cats are like, no thanks, I'm good.
Do you walk your dog or your cat, Gracie, on in clothes? Okay, she puts him on in a coat. If it's cold.
Called he has fur, Grace. He doesn't need a coat. That's the thing. You're not doing it for him. You're doing it for you. He's like, I am so glad nobody else walks their cats and I don't see any of my other cat friends. And all I'm seeing are dogs that are also equally dressed terribly.
Exactly. All right. So there you go. Go to Amazon. I was surprised when I saw that pop up. It's like today and tomorrow.
A lot of money.
I'm like, Okay. How much do you spend a month on your on Murray, you think? What is your expenses on Murray?
Probably a couple $100. He's got specialty food. Yeah.
Okay. Couple hundred bucks.
Specialty food.
We spend probably about $200 a month on the dog's food also. God, it's just so much. I always want to go lower.
Yeah, but that's two dogs. That's not bad. I mean, I'm spending a couple $100 a month and it's one cat. And I'm spending it.
Does he eat dry food or?
No, he can't.
Oh, does he have teeth still?
Actually, Gracie and I were just talking about this. No, he has, he's basically, he's got kitty Crohn's.
Kitty
Crohn's.
He can't
do grains.
Like, okay.
I mean, he can't do grains.
I don't think that's
like,
normal anyway. I don't think cats grew up eating
grains.
Yeah,
they're not supposed to. I mean, they're not out in a field jumping on, you know, corn and wheat.
Yeah, and how the wild animals get, a lot of times they get their water.
Yes, hydration.
Hydration. Blood. Yes. It's through blood.
Kill a bird. Going to vet school? Jesus.
Kill a bird. Drink the blood. There's their water.
He's like, let me tell you some other interesting facts. Like, nobody asked. Can we please get to celebrity news? Like, we've indulged you long enough.
Best news of the day. You better be good. All right, what is it? What do you got? Here's your celebrity news. What are we calling this thing?
We're calling this thing today. I've got two titles for it.
Okay.
Law and Order Celebrity Edition and Lifestyles and Lawsuits of the Rich and Famous.
Okay.
On account of the fact that all of the major stories in celebrity this week are almost exclusively lawsuits.
Okay.
So first, don't you see, this is what you do. You're like a child. Listen and pay attention.
Focus.
All right. First off, we've got the Sean Diddy Combs trial. That one started on Monday, and it's going to be interesting. You couldn't pay me to be a juror on this thing. These poor people, by the end of it, are going to have to watch videos of these freak-offs. Like that.
There's actual video. There's actually video of the freak-offs. I didn't know that. Okay.
And they are being shown as evidence.
Oh,
so
boy.
These jurors are going to have to sit and watch these sex parties as part of their duty to render. I know, isn't that awful? Like,
well,
I mean,
I don't know.
Everybody wants to be a fly on the wall and hear stuff. You're like, oh, that's interesting. But I don't want to see any of these videos.
Well,
I don't want to.
Because it's different. Not to be creepy, it's not porn. You know what I mean? It's a party. It's a party that no one's supposed to have eyes on. So I wouldn't want to watch it either, Molly. I'd rather watch porn.
That's the thing, is that this is being introduced as evidence. Like, obviously, his defense team is saying these were consensual adults just having fun party time.
They're trying to label him as a swinger.
Yeah, that's a real stretch.
Yeah, I would agree with you. So they gotta watch the videos. Whoa.
So this was, I mean, keep in mind, we already saw the terrible 2016 hotel video that sparked a lot of the stuff. CNN dropped that about a year ago. And that's the one where you see him attacking Cassie Ventura in that hotel.
I hate that video. Yeah.
Terrible video, right? Nobody wants to see that. And then on the other end of the spectrum are the hotel parties that he threw, and the fact that he videotaped most of them either on his cell phone as blackmail.
Yeah, I was going
to
say for blackmail.
Now they're being introduced as evidence. So this could go on for 8 weeks. This is going to be quite the trial. The other trial that's going on and who's taking the stand today is the Kim Kardashian Paris 2016 robbery. This is the one where she was there in Paris for Fashion Week.
Did she hide in the bathroom or something like that?
They know they attacked her. They tied her up in the bathroom.
Okay.
I mean, she was sleeping in bed and woke up to the assailants.
Masked guys or women or whatever. Yeah.
They tied up her hands. They taped up. I mean, like, she was begging for her life. I mean, it's very traumatic. One of the people that testified earlier this week was her longtime stylist and like her childhood friend, who now isn't a stylist for celebrities anymore because of this incident.
Oh, she's
like,
traumatized, huh?
She is. She's like, I went into interior design. I can't
do with that.
But it was $10 million worth of cash and jewelry. The biggest piece was the $4 million engagement ring that Kanye had given her.
Okay.
So she's taking the stand this week. These people are called the Grandpa Squad.
Are they old?
The Grandpa Robbers. Yeah, they're 35 to 78 years old. There's like 12 of them.
Well, if I was a gang of robbers, that's brilliant. I would
to have grandpa.
You want to have as many different things so you can, you know, like no one's going to mess with grandpa walking in like, hey.
So there's like 12 of them, like 10 or 12 of them. There's one woman, which is like bananas. One of the people, one of the defendants has already died. He was that old.
I shouldn't laugh, but okay.
I'm not kidding. No, I mean, but seriously, like that's how, like, that's why they're calling them the grandpa robbers. Like these people are very elderly. But Kanye West's engagement ring was like the big piece of flash.
Yeah.
That was the $4 million ring. And speaking of Kanye and France, Cannes Film Festival is happening this week, and they had to institute a new rule. It was a rule that they already had, but now they're really pushing it, which is basically no nudity on the red carpet or at the
because
festival.
Of his wife?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So back
that's
in
not even
January,
good nude. That's still, it's not even good nude. It's
so back
weird.
In January, Bianca Censori, who is his alleged wife of Kanye West or Ye or whatever he's going by these moments, she walked the red carpet with him. She was wearing a full length fur coat, which she took off and was wearing a completely nude dress. She was basically naked.
Okay, yeah.
And they couldn't show any of the pictures and it was a whole hubbub. So apparently now Cannes is like, there are two new enforced rules. You have to wear clothes, you can't be nude, and you can't have what they call voluminous gowns.
What's a volume?
You know how like at the Met Gala, Diana Ross walked and she had that crazy train that went like 40 million
you can't
feet
have that.
Behind her?
Okay.
You can't have that. So Halle Berry had to change her dress for the Cannes Film Festival on account of the fact that she was violating their code of conduct because the train on her dress was too long.
Was it long where people had to carry it? You know what I mean?
I think so. She never got to wear it.
I don't like those. Do you like that? When I see people getting married and wearing those things, I'm like, all right, it's enough.
Like, way to make it all about you, bride. Oh, I suppose you think it's your special day. Just because you're getting married doesn't mean you get to have it your way.
I didn't say that. I just said that's enough. Yeah, anyway.
I didn't have a train on my dress for my wedding. I had a veil.
Okay.
So it was like a really long veil.
Okay.
So you can have two things, like you can have kick trains. You can have other kinds of, you can have, you know, cathedral chains, you have chapel trains.
But there's, you took it off, ones. Though. I mean, not the dress, but you took off that thing when you were...
The veil? No, yeah. I wore the veil at the party.
Wait, is the veil the thing that was over your head?
It didn't go over my face. I didn't come down like, surprise! This is what you get! Peter's like, that is not the woman I proposed to. Like, no takesy-backsies. Sorry, this is the woman who met you at the altar.
No takesy-backsies.
Father, please continue with the vows.
And hurry up about it. So Peter didn't have to lift the veil and... What kind of kiss did you guys do?
1900s? Like, kind of kiss?
What kind of kiss was it?
Passionate. So uncomfortable for my grandmother. It's me. Yeah. What do you think? I was like, do we have to kiss? Is this required? They're like,
we did the same thing. I mean, I when Wylene, sweet Wylene and I got married, it wasn't something crazy passionate in their arms kiss.
Gross. Nobody wants to see that.
And then
her and claimed her mouth. He's like, sick.
And mine is in front of like 25 people in the backyard because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a small audience.
It's a very
really,
small audience.
So. Really intimate. We're talking like freak off intimate. Yeah, we're talking like Kanye. We're talking
no,
about
we're
like,
not talking about freak out, freak off stuff. Don't say that.
You know what else they called them? So this was the thing. I wrote this down. So not only did they call them freak offs, which, you know, we were talking about how they call them Wild King Nights.
Wild
and
King.
Hotel nights.
Wow. You know like what? You know why Wild King?
Why?
Probably because he would be the guy, like the king sitting on the throne watching, because that's what he did a lot. He sat
yeah,
and
the
watched.
Guy that,
weirdo.
Well, so that's the thing. This week, one of the guys that he hired.
Uh-huh. I saw that.
The escort. He had to testify. And I mean, He's like, I mean, he paid me a lot of money. I'm like, I get it. But like, you still have to go home and look yourself in the face.
I think he paid him like $25K to sleep with his girlfriend, the one that was in the hallway.
Yeah.
And during the whole thing, for some reason, he got mad. Maybe about something he was doing to her. I don't know. Maybe that she was liking it too much. I mean, I don't have no idea. And that's the reason why they say she was running out of that room, is because it was during a sex off or whatever you call it. It was had nothing to do with it over a cell phone. Freaky deaky, man. And what was the other thing? The King Watch or whatever? And what's the other one?
It was called Wild King Nights and Hotel Nights, which hotel nights sound like normal. Like, that hey, might we're going to have a hotel party.
Yeah, that might be kind of similar to that video with that in that hallway or whatever. But wow.
Final little tidbit. Mm-hmm. There's actually like two little ones. The Mendez brothers. I know that they're not really what you would call famous, but they kind of become infamous. I mean, they were always infamous, but they become famous because, you know, Ryan Murphy
Netflix
made a whole series about them for Netflix. And then all of a sudden it got like Kim Kardashian's attention, all these people advocating for them to be released. Their resentencing hearings this week.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
So we could find out in the next few days whether or not they will be. There's three options. Life with the possibility of parole, which they have a parole hearing scheduled for June. Reducing their sentence to manslaughter, which means they could get out immediately, or they get rejected and they don't get a new sentence. They just have to serve it out. Right now, they're serving life without the possibility of parole.
I'm just glad that the one that's bald finally gave up on his hair. Oh my God. Did you see that?
Bald guys unite. Look at you. You're like, I'm finally glad that he's just owning God. The rest of us.
Well, did you see what he was doing, right? He had plugs, he had staples. I mean, he was doing everything he can. Nothing about that looked real. That's this week.
Unlike the Motivational Monday video that you showed us earlier this week with that woman telling us not to be hard on ourselves.
It was real. Anyway, but
not real.
All right. So is that it? We done?
Yeah. I mean, one last little nugget. Taylor Swift has been subpoenaed in that Blake Lively trial and her camp is flipping out. They're like, she was never even on set. They're like, she was one of maybe 19 artists that they used a song in the movie for. Why are you subpoenaing her? And they're trying to make this a circus.
Why are they?
So
maybe she said maybe something
there
she
was
said,
talk or? that she was mentioned in one of the text messages. You know, they had text messages back and forth, and that she was mentioned as being at one of the meetings or hangouts or dinners that they had. Taylor Swift's people are like, there's no way. You're just trying to make this a carnival. Because at one point, this guy, this Justin Baldoni, his attorney was like, you know, this is a big enough trial. We could sell tickets and have it in Madison Square Garden. And like, of course, Blake Lively's people are like, that's disgusting. This is supposed to be about justice. So it's icky.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to be gross. That one's not, that trial isn't happening until next year. Okay, so I mean, we've got a whole year of listening to
talk about it. Yeah.
Snipe at each other. So there you go.
All
that's
right.
That's your celebrity news update.
Thank
Law
you.
And Order edition. Bong, bong.
Bong, bong. All right. Again, reach out to us, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962 is the number. You can send messages, videos, or whatever you want. And also, don't forget to follow, rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're sitting at right now. Do that for us if you want to continue to get this this fun stuff. And also follow us on our Facebook pages, Big Party Show. All right, that's about it. We'll see you guys Friday. Fun Factory Friday.
I'm so excited.
All right, we'll see you then. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Huda Media Production.